Good morning. It's Monday, the 18th of May.
All right. So week ahead. First thing that jumps out, May month to date, 17 days in, passengers are down almost 20% year on year.
20%. That's a big number.
It is. But here's the flip. Revenue is up 6.1%. Yield up 32% year on year. This is pure price-led growth. Fewer bums on seats, way more rand per bum.
So load factor's taking the hit.
76% load factor, down about 16.5 points from last May. And that's the trade-off Elmar's been running: pull capacity, push yield. April looked similar, packs down 6, revenue up 10.5.
Right. So the strategy's working on the top line. The question is whether that volume drop is structural or seasonal.
Yeah, and on that, the market context is a bit concerning. SESA total passengers were down 3.8% in April, so it's not just us. But Fleece Affairs AXA share dropped 2.25 percentage points year on year, down to about 64%.
Who's taking it?
SAA and Airlink. Both grew seats 12-13%. SAA added 14,000 seats on Durban-Johannesburg alone. That corridor, D-U-R-J-N-B in the reverse, is where we bled the most share. Down about 8 percentage points to 62%.
8 points on the Golden Mile. That's not nothing.
No. And our seat count actually fell there. We pulled about 2,900 seats while CSA added 14,000. So it's partly a capacity decision on our side, partly SESA pushing hard.
Okay, so the yield story is holding, but the share story on the big trunk routes, that's one to watch this week.
Exactly. And then there's two expansion routes that are worth flagging. Harar-Joburg, we doubled capacity, revenue up 79%, but yield compressed 8%. Classic ramp-up dilution.
93% load factor, though.
Yeah, the plane's full. It's just we're filling it cheaper. And we grabbed 12.5 points of share there. So strategically, it makes sense. Just don't love the yield direction.
What's the other one?
Cape Town to Nelspruit. Capacity up 131%, revenue up 74%. Load factor dropped almost 20 points to 79%. So we're flooding a thin route and not filling it yet.
Is that seasonal, Pumalanga in May?
Could be. Yield actually dipped 6% too. I'd want to see what the forward curve looks like for June before doubling down.
Quick one on ops. On-time performance slipped to 91%. That's below the 94 target.
Yeah, that dropped from 93 last period. Not catastrophic, but trending the wrong way. Tech dispatch reliability is still above target at 99.1, so it's not a fleet issue. Probably crew or slot related.
Fuel and FX. We've been on that all last week. Anything new?
Fuel cracked below $163, down 10% week on week. That's the bright spot. Rand sitting at 16.66, weakened about 13% month on month, but fuel's fallen faster than the currency. Net-net, input costs are easing.
Good. So two questions Elmar should raise today. One, on DUR, JNB, is the share loss acceptable given the yield strategy? Or does SAA capacity push need a response this week?
And the second one, Cape Town-Nelspruit. At what point does the capacity experiment need to prove itself? Actually, before we wrap, there's a third route with problems that didn't come up, Cape Town to Port Elizabeth. We grew capacity 33%, but the market jumped nearly 50% because Airlink added 2,000 seats. Load factor dropped 9 points to 85%, yield fell 7%, and we lost 3.5 points of share. That is yield dilution and share loss on the same route, which is a worse combo than Harar or Nelspruit.
So we expanded into Airlink's teeth and got squeezed on both price and share. Does that route need a rethink this week? There it is. Have a good one.